So the question of the day is, does Vernon Dukes actually know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane? Vernon Oaks Dukes, do you know him? No?
I believe I'm being called the Muffin Man now.
Yeah, well, well, some people call you the Muffin Man.
I do know a few Muffin Men.
Other people call you the Bishop of Breakfast. Someone wants you to be called the Bishop of Biscuits.
The Bishop of Biscuits. Yes, that would be Mark, our radio listener.
Well, you could have brought some biscuits here.
I could have.
You could have.
I could have brought a lot of things
We could have
here.
Found sweet, creamy butter somewhere that was soft and spreadable. We could have done that. Don't
All
you
right.
think?
I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh.
No worries. No, I think so. Absolutely.
It would be nice if I could afford to bring you the biscuits, but we sell a lot of biscuits.
I do believe that.
The biscuits and gravy are
What if we pay you to bring down biscuits? I would like to have biscuits on Monday morning. They make me feel good.
Yes, they make me feel good,
I mean,
too.
You know what biscuits make me think of? My grandmother, Leela Connor Richardson. That's where my two kids got their name.
Yep.
My grandmother, she was 5'10". She had the bluest eyes of any person you've ever seen in your life. Had hands of steel because she milked the cow from the age of 6 to 81.
Yeah. Yep.
And she made the lightest, most fluffy biscuits you have ever had in your life. And she always had butter she churned. She churned.
Oh,
butter she churned.
Oh, so she had some
available on the table. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Mark, the radio listener, says, I can't drive 10:55.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Hey, we should.
I like that, Mark.
We should do a song. We should do a song.
That should go on a t-shirt.
And since you're bringing in biscuits, are you bringing some homemade jams or honey maple butter, you know? Maple butter's amazing.
All right, I got to tell you real quick. No offense to Cafe 1055, sure. but we weren't driving up to Lewiston for our jaunt yesterday. We were too tired. So we went over to Sinful Kitchen and did takeout.
Yeah.
And I got the Monte Cristo. Oh. And by the we got back home. So, you know, the traffic and everything, it's like a 10-minute ride.
Yeah.
The maple syrup was still hot
when
I poured it over.
Great.
Oh, it was so good. I didn't eat anything the rest of the day. And I did not eat all of that, believe it or not, because I couldn't. We got to go.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB. Trump is